And Cassie is the next person who's going to come up and give her testimony. Thanks, Cassie. Let's give her a welcome round.
Hi, good morning. So my name's Cassie. It's been a year and a half. It's been a year and a half now since I opened my heart to God and started coming to Victory Life Church. I learned about prayer and I was set free from 10 years of depression. This story started in November 2017. I tucked my two kids into bed and I headed to clean the kitchen. I felt something come over me and I felt it creeping inside of me. Feelings of worthlessness, hopelessness, guilt. Guilt, sadness, exhaustion. I struggled to breathe properly. My chest got tight and I felt like I was falling into a deep, dark pit. The strength disappeared from my mind and next my body, starting with my legs and working its way up until it covered me completely. Everything went numb and my body crumbled to the floor. I could not get up off the floor. In my mind, I started to beg, please no, please no. I shouted out, help, I can't live like this anymore. I actually wanted to die. The tears started to flow and I was an absolute mess on my kitchen floor once again. I had been here so many times before. This has been in my family for generations, depression and anxiety. I had been to a doctor a few times at this stage. I was put on a mental health plan. I'd been put on a mental health plan and told that I need to get out of this myself. I needed to get out of this depression and nobody can do it for me but myself. I was referred to a good psychologist. When that wasn't helping, I was given a script for antidepressants. I really did not want to take them, but I was feeling quite desperate. So I took them for 2 days, and on day three, I just threw them in the bin. Something was telling me, that those pills are just not for me. So there I was, on the floor, in a pretty bad way. The very next morning, I met up with my friend, Jess, for a play date with the kids. Jess asked me how I'm going. I said, well, honestly, mate, I'm not going too great. I was quite a mess last night, and I don't understand it. I've got a great life, not much to complain about. I can't seem to shake this depression from me. I have no idea what I should do. Jess just looked at me and said, Cass, you've got to give that to God. She told me that we're not supposed to carry that ourselves. I'm not going to lie here. What Jess said threw me a fair bit. I had not had a relationship with God. I didn't know anything about this stuff. I thought to myself, well, if he wants it, I'm more than happy to hand that over. I have no idea how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to have a good crack at this anyway. So Jess invited me to church. She put a Bible in my hands. I joined the ladies' Bible study group here. I felt a lot like a fish out of water. I had never done anything like this before, but it all felt so good, so I kept coming along. At around the same time, a good friend of mine, Diana, was coming along to the church and to Bible study. She'd been having a really rough time, so I learned how to pray for Di. I prayed that Di would find peace. I prayed she would find love. I prayed simply, I prayed a lot, and I prayed straight from my heart for my dear friend. And I tell you what, that girl is so full of joy right now. She's got so much love around her. And I'm so blessed to have witnessed the beginning of her relationship with God. For me to have my prayers answered like that, it helped to grow my faith and my belief so quickly. So I was getting to know the ladies in Bible study group pretty well and I was starting to feel more comfortable there the more I went along. The beautiful ladies prayed for me there. This would be the first time I'd had prayer out loud and hands laid on me. I had no idea what was going to happen next, but I did have faith, trust and belief. I let the words of the prayer wash over me. I opened my heart completely to God. It was in that moment that I knew for sure it was gone. I felt light. I felt at peace. I felt love. I felt myself again, and I thanked God. I could breathe easier. My mind was calm, my legs felt strong, and my heart felt full. For the first time in 10 years, I just knew that everything was going to be okay. I had actually just given that to God. Thank you, God. You are so good. That's about it, guys. It's a bit of a quick halt. But I just want to share this verse with you. It was speaking to me yesterday while I was having a bit of a hard time trying to write that, go back to that place and write that down. So I've got Philippians 4, verses 6 to 9. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honourable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you have learned and received from me. Everything you heard from me and saw me doing, then the God of peace will be with you. Thank you.